This is Dr. Dwe dictating consultation on Thompson. First name Pauline, P-A-U-L-I-N-E, last name Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Her date of birth is July 15, 1943. Patient's info, Dr. Fazio. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 81-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She does not smoke or drink. She is allergic to penicillin, sulfa. The patient was referred here for evaluation on account of her factor 5 Leiden mutation, and also she being a patient with atrial fibrillation, and recently she had a cardiac arrest in emergency room at Medical City. New paragraph. History of recent illness. Patient has long-standing history of coronary artery disease since 1999. At that time, she was placed with she had three stent placed. She subsequently was being seen by Fazio and treated medically. She says she has atrial fibrillation at least for the last 6 months. The patient had a recent evaluation with Dr. Gray, and there was stent thrombosis, which was again stinted. Subsequently, patient went to emergency room for unrelated problem, and while in emergency room, she had cardiac arrest. Patient was revived. She still had some residual expressive aphasia and some difficulty in balancing. The patient has been on aspirin, Plavix, and Pradaxa, P-R-A-D-A-X-A, for her atrial fibrillation. She is sent here for further evaluation, especially on account of the fact that she has factor 5 Leiden mutation. Past medical history, she has history of atrial fibrillation and flutter for the last several months. She has history of bilateral carotid stenosis and coronary artery disease. The patient has borderline diabetes. She had factor 5 deficiency and she had DVT in 1999. She also had history of myocardial infarction in the past. She has hypertension and hyperlipidemia. New paragraph. She had breast biopsy, left breast years ago, and few cardiac catheterizations. She had hysterectomy as well as tonsillectomy in the past. She is on currently aspirin 81 milligram, Plavix 75 milligram, and Pradaxa 150 milligram. Patient also takes Lipitor, and Zetia, Flonase, and Trelegy, T-R-E-L-E-G-Y, Ellipta. She also is on Lasix 40 milligram, Plaquenil 200 milligram daily. She also takes Singular 10 milligram daily. Nitrostate 0.4 PRN, Ozempic, which she is not taking right now, and Lyrica 75 on PRN basis. She is also on Betapace, BETAPACE 80 milligram daily, and Lemisil 250 milligram, and Ambien 10 milligram daily. Physical exam, she is 81 year old, 5 feet 6 inch tall, weighing 188, blood pressure 165/83, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear. heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse unsensitive, extremities 1 plus beating edema, patient is wearing stockings, new paragraph, diagnosis 1, history of atrial fibrillation and flutter, history of factor 5 deficiency, history of factor 5 mutation, history of coronary artery disease and diabetes, recommendations. To make it simpler, we could stop aspirin, Plavix and Pradaxa and switch her to Eliquis 5 mg BID. At this point, patient seems to be reluctant to go off of Plavix, but she is agreeable to stop aspirin and Pradaxa. I will start with 5 mg Eliquis twice daily, and in 2-3 months on re-evaluation, she might be ready to stop Plavix also. Thank you. This is a consultation on Pauline Thompson. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio. Thank you.